This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When God wanted to reveal truth to his prophets and the people, he often did so on a mountain. Just think of the names of the mountains we read about in the Bible. Mount Sinai, Mount Carmel, Mount Hermon, Mount Moriah are just a few examples. Dr. Jarrett Stevens writes about these messages on the mountains in his new book, The Mountains Are Calling, Making the Climb for a Clear View of God and Ourselves. He'll be on the Point of View radio program today. You can listen to it live or watch it later on the Point of View YouTube channel. The idea for the book came to him as he was preparing messages for young people who would be on a physical mountain, but also needed a mountaintop experience that would change their lives and their perspectives. God today is calling us to mountains. They may not be physical mountains, but he's still calling us to higher places of worship, surrender, and mission. You know, Abraham was called to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah and learned that God would provide for him and his needs. Moses not only met God at the burning bush, but also at Mount Sinai and learned about the holiness of God. Elijah battled the prophets of Baal and experienced the all-consuming power of God. And the disciples were privileged to see the transfiguration of Jesus on Mount Hermon and also discover who he really is. These are lessons we need to learn today. Following the 10 chapters in the book is a section of climbing exercises that provide a series of questions about each chapter. These are helpful whether you read the book individually or with a small discussion group. I encourage you to get the book and begin your climb. You will see God as the protector, the provider, the sustainer, the transformer, and so much more. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.